couple of mower, come back. That rate check out, boy, everybody. Head post here, head post cashier.
Oh, you know what? It's a head loud as leaving. It's not
time. Believe it.
True. Yeah, that's typical. So, yeah, I get the, I think I told you, I get that hose bib here. I moved the hose bib from the front where the stairs are going to come from the steel porch. The hose bib would have been under the stairs and impossible to get at. So we pulled that out, the old one out. I went down and I bought a new hose bib and all this stuff to put it, you know, solder it all together. I thought the show was only 6 inches thick. Well, man, I was drilling the drill. I'm drilling it, and using an inch and a half pull saw. You can only go so far, and then you have to bust out the wood and pull that out. There's a whole bunch of 2x12 laminated together, Gary.
Oh, yeah. Made for a big, strong setup.
Yeah, this is the sill plate, you know, the bottom sill plate of the house.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, man, is it thick? And it's, you know, this stuff is 100-year-old fur, and boy, I tell you, it's top drilling. It's like drilling cement, you know?
Oh, I can imagine.
You didn't do any outside work at all then, huh?
No, I went to do some two-way radio stuff.
Oh. Okay, well.
Customer and I, we're having trouble. It's not working good and all that. And I get up there to something and it was working.
Isn't that the way?
Well, I got pushing buttons and things and that. If you want 100 amp, you plug in 4 big modules. And what I did, I bought 50 amp for one repeater, you know?
Huh?
And I had a couple of repeater amps on it. And what it was, it wasn't good enough. So I was right at the post on the edge of it, and it started spinning out. Like, it's kind of like a feedback loop, you know, audio loop.
Roger.
I said, man, this changes around. So I went ahead and changed that around, and boy, everything just took off and sounded good.
So it was drawing way too much current and putting the transformer into saturation.
No, you don't have a transformer, it's a
switcher,
remember?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so then it generates all kinds of.
Yeah, it was different. Maybe the garbage on Gage's channel.
Doing square waves or trying to draw too much current. Yeah, cool.
That's all solved. I load up everything, get back in the truck, and head down the road, and I listen to them on the input. My God, the audio's awful loud. And I only posted about 2.5 KC. They had me at least 4. Now, this narrow band. I said, I wonder what caused that. I guess maybe it left over from where that tire supply was when I adjusted it. So I turned around, come all the way back, and put the monitor on. It was doing that 4.4. That was terrible.
Yeah.
So, how did you...